Listening is an art that I think few people have been committed to embracing, learning, practicing, whatever it might be, but it really takes a discipline to listen, a true discipline. I created the 3-second rule in my life because of my lack of discipline to listen. I would want to spew out my truth when somebody said something, and I just felt like I needed to say this thing that is within me. It's the truth, And I think sometimes we can vomit our truth on people if we're not careful. And it makes us smell like vomit when we do it. Just say no to vomiting your ideas. An old spiritual advisor of mine said, never get into a pissing contest with a skunk. And that was in my early sobriety. Boy, that took a lot of work. And really, what I didn't know was that the objections that I had to the outside world were always internal. And I had to revisit that whole idea of why it is that I have this seeming need to just throw out an idea. So I created this 3-second rule. Like, someone would be talking, and I just feel this need to just say something right away, because I got the perfect thing. Or they need to be put in their place. That didn't happen as often as my really wanting to share my special truth or something, which of course is a joke in and of itself. But the 3-second rule, what is it? I mean, I make myself count to three. If somebody else is talking and I want to say something and I feel that pressure in my chest, like that excitement or that urge to get that out, I will count 1001, 1002, 1003 in my head, but more in my heart to discipline my mouth, which is right in between the head and the heart. This is the balancing point. And I do my best to actually continue to listen to them rather than think about what I'm going to say. And if their lips are moving, then I can't talk after my 3-second rule. So it was a point of self-discipline and learning to listen, but it's also a symbol of respect. You give that other person who is speaking the time to process their ideas. And sometimes we get in a hurry because we're afraid we're not going to be heard. And so we just feel like we got to throw it out there real quick or we'll never be heard because the other person wants to interject their ideas. And this seems to be a proclivity that so many of us just have controlling our lives or something. And this, we all really need to work on this a bit, I think. Well, not all of us, but a lot of us, you know who you are. And I couldn't even say this if I didn't need to work on it myself. Why would I create a 3-second rule for something I didn't need to practice myself? So it took some years to where that anxiety, that desperation to get my ideas out there, that impulse. Some people would just call it an impulse. I'm going to call it a desperation because if you're honest, man, you're just almost like on the verge of being desperate to say something. It's like, no, I can't feed that. And then, I used to attend a whole bunch of 12-step meetings. And I still do attend the meetings. I love what I hear there. There's higher coincidences, synchronicities. There's always something that I hear in a meeting that I wouldn't have gotten in most other places. And it's all about divine timing. It's like no matter what it is that's going on in my life, I will hear somebody in a meeting address exactly the thing that I'm dealing with and wondering about. It's like it's an amazing piece of work. But let's say you got 15 or 20 people in a meeting. That means that you have to learn to listen for 15 or 20 people. And they're not just talking for 30 seconds or a minute. Sometimes it's 3 minutes, sometimes it's less, sometimes it's more. You might not need to hear it, but they might need to say it. So you listen. And that's respect. But it's also a great discipline to learn how to listen. You got to wait until all these people have got done talking before you say something. Or if you are one of the misfortunate few that get to speak first, you know, then you have to sit there and listen and not say anything about anything you hear from that point forward. So that's a blessing in disguise too, I suppose. But this idea of listening, you know, is if we don't take it to heart and if we don't learn how to do this, we're going to be in serious trouble in our culture. And I kind of think that's where we're at right now. I don't know if it was from a professor or from reading a book or where, but when I was in my teens, I somehow came across this idea that if you don't study the opposing view to the one that you embrace, the one that you believe in, if you don't study that which is diametrically opposed to the idea you believe in, then you don't know your own idea. Unless you research both parts of an idea, both polars, you won't understand your side of it. And so it's really important that we have freedom of speech, freedom of expression. We need to hear things we don't believe in. We need to hear things that make us uncomfortable. And we got to just get this idea out of our heads that we got to shut other people down. It's like, who cares what they believe? I don't mean that in a disrespectful way, but why does it trouble us? All it's doing is giving us an opportunity for spiritual maturity. Worst case scenario, it's a wonderful opportunity for spiritual growth, emotional growth, mental growth. It's all part of the same package. And listening is a great teacher. The set-aside prayer suggests that we set aside everything we think we know so we can learn something new. I suppose it's maybe a Buddhist tradition. I don't know. Maybe the contemplative Christians picked it up somewhere along the way. But there's truth in everything if we'll just really listen. And it may be a truth only you can hear, that's only intended for you, even though the other person has no intention of it being your truth. It's like almost everything that I've learned in life, almost everything that I repeat in life, I've gotten from someone else or something else, you know? And if I wouldn't have been listening, I couldn't repeat those things. I love quotes, not because I aggrandize myself in the quotes, because it taught me something and it made me grateful for being alive. For that moment, I read something and it just got me, right? And I got excited about life. And, you know, somebody said, have you ever had an original thought? You know, well, yeah, I have. But when I do have an original thought, I hold it highly suspect, because my best thinking got me in prison for 13 and a half years. My best thinking kept me buried in a bottle trying to find God in the bottle of alcohol for 19 years. You know, I my best thinking is just not in and of itself done me a lot of good until I surrendered that thinking. I turned my will and my life over to the care of my higher power as I understand God. And you can take it as G-O-D, you know, you can be an atheist, good orderly direction. To me, a really serious thought is a prayer. So the word prayer doesn't have to be limited to one thing. Do you hear what I'm saying? See, this is the thing about listening, hearing ideas that maybe you're a little uncomfortable with, or that I'm uncomfortable with even saying, being real out loud, that I've hardly ever had an original thought that did me or anyone else any good. But when I surrender my listening, when I surrender my thinking, my feeling, you know, that's when really big, cool opportunities for gratitude arise time and time again. It's like when I give it up, God shows up. There's never a 3-day waiting period. It's not take a fucking ticket, buddy, and get in the back of the line, you know. And that's why I like the anonymous organizations, you know, as they all talk about equality. It's a fellowship of equals. And the reason that they're anonymous is because of the judgment that's out there. People say if you're an alcoholic or a drug addict or something, there's something dreadfully wrong with you and you're weak and you're inherently a bad person, because most of us that were drunks and addicts have done things that we're not proud of. And people will judge us. If they knew all the crap that we pulled, you know, we'd be in a lot of trouble. But we can be honest with each other. And at some point, I remember thinking, thank God life ain't fair, because if life was fair, I'd still be in prison. I'd be in some penitentiary or other. And I just had a prison dream last night. It's like, oh, my God, still? You know, been out of prison almost 31 years, and I still occasionally have dreams about prison. So, but I guess really what I'm trying to get at here is I'm hoping that people will really respectfully listen to points of view that they abhor. And remember, the true value of freedom of speech is there to grow us as a world, as a society, as a culture. And, you know, where else in the world do they have a First Amendment and a Second Amendment and all these things? They had to improve on the Constitution of the United States, you know, because they realized some of the mistakes they made, and we're all evolving. Everything is an evolution. And I'm not saying that the U.S. is better than any other country. A lot of people believe in freedom of speech and freedom of expression. It just so happens like we created laws and amendments to the Constitution about it because, like the 3-second rule, we needed it. We're lambasting each other and judging each other and trying to take away each other's freedoms in the name of our opinions. And ultimately, all anyone has is an opinion. And it's fine if we think our own country is the best country on God's green earth or not. Who cares? You know, just live and let live. I love that slogan, live and let live. Let go, let God is another good one for me. You know, so I hope you liked something that you heard here. And by the way, I got this Mothers Against Drunk Driving shirt back in 91. It's pretty thread worn. It's pretty thin. Once in a while, I drag it out and wear it. So, you know, go find somebody who feels alone, who feels like their voice isn't being heard, who feels like they don't matter. And let them know they matter. Let them know they are loved. Be the one that's the more loving one. Peace out, y'all. Love you.